Welcome to a journey of transformation, guided by the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Our life is what our thoughts make it." With this profound insight as our foundation, we invite you to explore 11 vital things you need to quietly cut out of your life. This isn't just passive viewing, it's an interactive experience where you can reflect, share your thoughts, and actively participate in your own growth. Number 1. Explaining yourself to those who cause you pain. Imagine someone close to you, a friend, a partner, or even a family member, has hurt you deeply. Your first instinct might be to confront them, to demand an explanation, or to make them understand the pain they've caused. But what if I told you that you don't need to? In the game of life, not every move needs to be played on the board for everyone to see. The smartest, and often the most powerful, move is the one that's not seen, the one that happens quietly, in the depths of your own mind. When someone wrongs you, especially someone you trusted, it can feel like a betrayal that demands a response. But explaining yourself to them, trying to make them see your side, only gives them more power over you. You don't owe them a lengthy explanation, a dramatic confrontation, or even a second thought. By choosing to walk away without a word, you reclaim your power. You protect your peace and demonstrate a quiet strength that speaks louder than any argument ever could. Let time reveal the consequences of their actions. The silence, the lack of reaction, can be more deafening than anything you could say. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher king, once said, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice." What does that mean? It means not lowering yourself to their level. It means rising above the chaos they created, maintaining your dignity, and focusing on your own growth. In a world that often demands a response, the choice to remain silent and simply move on is a rare form of courage. It's a statement of self-respect, a declaration that your peace of mind is worth more than any explanation. So, when faced with someone who has hurt you, remember, you don't need to explain yourself. The smartest move? Just move on. Number 2, unnecessary goals. Imagine you're standing at a crossroads, with paths stretching out in every direction. Each path represents a goal you've set, some from years ago, others more recent. But as you stand there, you realize something unsettling. Not all these paths lead where you truly want to go. Life often feels like a relentless pursuit, doesn't it? We're taught to set goals, chase dreams, and keep pushing forward, no matter what. But here's a question. Are all the goals you're chasing still serving you? Or have some of them become dead weight, pulling you away from what truly matters? In the race to achieve, we sometimes forget to pause and ask ourselves if the finish line is where we still want to end up. Maybe you set a goal years ago, driven by ambition, fear, or even someone else's expectations. But now, that goal no longer aligns with who you've become. Letting go of unnecessary goals is like shedding old skin. It's a process of renewal, allowing you to grow into something more authentic. But there's an art to this, one that requires a quiet discretion. You don't need to announce every change in your plans, every goal you decide to abandon. This is your personal journey, not a public spectacle. By quietly letting go of goals that no longer resonate with your true self, you create space for what really matters. You're free to focus on the pursuits that genuinely align with your core values, your passions, and your true aspirations. Seneca, a renowned Stoic philosopher, wisely observed, "It is not that we have so little time, but that we lose so much. The life we receive is not short, but we make it so. The real tragedy isn't that we don't have enough time, but that we waste it on things that don't truly matter." So, take a step back and look at the goals you're chasing. Are they still relevant? Do they still ignite that spark within you? Or have they become distractions, leading you further away from your authentic path? The courage to let go of unnecessary goals isn't a sign of failure. It's a powerful act of self-awareness. It's a commitment to living a life that's true to you, not just a life filled with empty accomplishments. By trimming away the excess, you ensure that every step you take is deliberate, meaningful, and aligned with the person you're becoming. Number 3, oversharing the end of relationships. Picture this. A relationship that once brought you joy has come to an end. The emotions are raw, and the urge to share your story with the world, to explain the pain and the reasons behind it, feels almost overwhelming. But here's where the real challenge begins, not in what you say, but in what you choose not to say. In today's world, where every detail of our lives can be broadcast to an audience with a single post, the end of a relationship can quickly become public spectacle. It's tempting to vent, to lay it all out there, and to let everyone know exactly why things fell apart. But oversharing, especially about the intimate details of a relationship, can have consequences that extend far beyond the initial relief of unburdening yourself. When you share the specifics of a breakup or conflict, you risk more than just your own dignity. You compromise the privacy and trust that once existed between you and the other person. What was once a sacred bond becomes fodder for gossip, with others dissecting your pain and forming their own opinions on your life. But what if, instead of sharing every detail, you chose to keep the end of the relationship close to your heart? By doing so, you create a space for personal reflection, a sanctuary where you can process the emotions on your own terms. This isn't about bottling up your feelings. It's about giving yourself the time and privacy to heal without the noise of outside voices. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher, reminds us that you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. In the context of a breakup, this means controlling your response, guarding your inner world, and finding strength in your ability to remain composed. The real power lies in discretion, in choosing not to overshare, not to let the world into the most vulnerable corners of your heart. It's about maintaining your dignity and the dignity of the relationship that once was, even as it ends. Oversharing might offer temporary validation, but it can also trap you in a cycle of reliving the pain. On the other hand, keeping those details to yourself allows you to move on with grace, preserving the lessons learned and letting go of the rest. So, the next time you find yourself at the end of a relationship, resist the urge to overshare. Instead, turn inward, reflect, and allow yourself the quiet strength that comes from handling your pain with grace. It's in this space of privacy and self-respect that true healing begins. Number 4. Raising your voice in front of others. Imagine a situation where tension is thick, emotions are running high, and you're on the brink of losing your composure. Your pulse quickens, your mind races, and the urge to raise your voice, to let your anger spill out, feels almost irresistible. But what if, in that very moment, you chose a different path, a path of calm, control, and quiet power? Raising your voice in the heat of the moment might feel like the only way to be heard, to assert your point. Yet, more often than not, it does the opposite. It escalates the situation, causing chaos instead of clarity, and leaves behind a trail of regret. Think back to a time when someone else lost their temper in front of you. The loudness, the fury, it likely made you feel uneasy, maybe even disappointed. Now imagine someone else in that same situation, but instead of yelling, they remain calm, their voice steady and composed. Their words cut through the noise like a knife through butter, commanding attention not by volume but by the sheer force of their calm. This is the power of restraint, a power that's far greater than any outburst. It's the ability to channel your emotions into clear, deliberate action rather than letting them control you. In the midst of a storm, your calm becomes an anchor, a beacon of strength that others gravitate towards. Heraclitus, a philosopher from ancient Greece, once said, "To be even-minded is the greatest virtue." This virtue, the ability to maintain your balance when everything around you is chaotic, is what separates those who are truly powerful from those who are merely loud. Raising your voice may seem like a natural reaction to frustration, but true strength lies in mastering that impulse. By keeping your voice low and your words measured, you not only maintain control over yourself but also influence the atmosphere around you. Instead of fueling the fire, you extinguish it, turning potential conflict into an opportunity for resolution. So, the next time you feel the urge to shout, take a breath, and remember that your calm is your greatest weapon. Let your voice be a soothing balm, not a raging storm, and watch as your restraint transforms the situation. In that moment, you'll discover a profound truth. The power to remain undisturbed is not just a virtue, it's a superpower. Number 5. Spreading negative opinions about others. Imagine a conversation where the mood is light, laughter fills the room, and then someone drops a comment, a sharp, negative remark about someone not present. The tone shifts, and the atmosphere darkens as the conversation spirals into a critique of another person's character. It's a scenario we've all encountered, and perhaps even participated in. But have you ever paused to consider the ripple effects of such negativity? Spreading negative opinions about others may seem harmless, even justified in the moment. But these words, once released, take on a life of their own. They stick like shadows, not only to the person being talked about but also to the one doing the talking. It's easy to forget that every harsh word you utter reflects more on you than on the person you're criticizing. When you badmouth someone, it doesn't just damage their reputation, it also diminishes your own. Think about it. If someone is quick to criticize others in your presence, what might they say about you when you're not around? The trust that once existed in relationships begins to erode, replaced by doubt and suspicion. But what if, instead of indulging in negative talk, you chose to break the cycle? The next time you find yourself on the brink of gossip, pause and consider the person you're about to discuss. Every individual has their own struggles, their own battles you know nothing about. In that moment, you have a choice, to speak with empathy or to spread discord. Imagine the power in choosing empathy over disdain. By doing so, you transform the conversation, shifting it from one of judgment to one of understanding. It's not about liking everyone or pretending everything is perfect. It's about recognizing the complexity of human emotions and interactions. This approach not only strengthens your own character but also fosters deeper, more meaningful connections with others. In choosing to refrain from spreading negativity, you become the person others trust, a beacon of integrity in a world quick to judge. You build bridges instead of walls, and over time, you'll find that your relationships are richer, more authentic, and grounded in mutual respect. So, the next time you're tempted to voice a negative opinion about someone, ask yourself, is this helping anyone? Is it building or destroying? In choosing to remain silent, or better yet, to speak positively, you're not just preserving your own character, you're lighting the way for others to follow. This isn't just about being diplomatic, it's about embodying the kind of person you aspire to be, someone who rises above negativity, cultivating a life filled with respect, empathy, and genuine connection. Number 6. Constantly comparing yourself to others. Picture this, you're scrolling through social media, and there it is, a snapshot of someone's seemingly perfect life. The exotic vacation, the flawless relationship, the glittering career milestones. It's hard not to feel a pang of envy, a nagging thought that maybe, just maybe, you're falling behind. But have you ever considered that this relentless comparison is like chasing a mirage in the desert? No matter how fast you run, it only leaves you thirstier, more dissatisfied than before. Constantly comparing yourself to others is a mental trap, one that keeps you running on a treadmill of self-doubt. Every time you measure your worth against someone else's success, you're not just selling yourself short, you're completely ignoring the richness of your own journey. You're comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's highlight reel, a battle you're destined to lose. But what if you stepped off that treadmill? What if, instead of glancing sideways, you looked inward? Imagine celebrating your own quirks, your unique experiences, your hard-earned victories, no matter how small they may seem. Your life is not a race against others, it's a story only you can write. Each chapter, with its ups and downs, its twists and turns, is a testament to your resilience, your individuality. When you stop comparing and start embracing your own path, you free yourself from the chains of insecurity. Life isn't a neatly scripted play where everyone's following the same script. It's messy, unpredictable, and wonderfully diverse. Your story, with all its imperfections, is uniquely yours, a narrative that only you can bring to life. Epicurus, the Stoic philosopher, once said, "Control your perceptions. Direct your actions properly. Willingly accept what's outside your control." These words resonate deeply with the idea of focusing on your own path, rather than constantly measuring yourself against others. It's about recognizing that the only person you should strive to be better than is the person you were yesterday. Imagine the liberation in this mindset. No longer burdened by the need to keep up, you can truly savor your journey. You can dive into your own narrative, finding joy in the process rather than in some elusive finish line. your path, with all its trials and triumphs, is where your true strength lies. So the next time you feel the pull of comparison, remember this: your worth isn't defined by how you measure up to others. It's defined by the courage to walk your own path, to live your own story. Celebrate your victories, learn from your missteps, and cherish the journey that is uniquely yours. In doing so, you'll discover that true contentment isn't found in matching someone else's success, but in embracing the beauty of your own life. Number 7. Mindless use of social media. Imagine your life as a beautifully written novel, filled with rich experiences, unexpected plot twists, and deep character development. Now, imagine that every time you open social media, you're flipping to the back of someone else's book, skimming their most exciting chapters, while your own story sits unwritten. Each scroll, each like, pulls you away from your narrative, dragging you into a world of endless highlights that aren't your own. Social media, at its best, is a powerful tool, a window into inspiration, connection, and knowledge. But at its worst, it's a thief of time, a consumer of attention, and a catalyst for comparison. What starts as a harmless check-in can quickly spiral into hours lost, your mind numbed by the endless stream of curated perfection. The danger lies in the mindless use of this digital landscape, where the boundaries between reality and illusion blur, and the time meant for your own life gets swallowed by the lives of others. Consider this: every moment spent endlessly scrolling through others' feeds is a moment not spent enriching your own life. It's as if you're a spectator in the arena of your own existence, watching others play the game while you sit on the sidelines. The more you consume without purpose, the more you risk becoming disconnected from your true self and the life you're meant to lead. But what if you could reclaim that time? What if, instead of being swept away by the tide of other people's stories, you use social media with intention? Picture this: you open your app with a purpose, whether it's to find inspiration, connect with loved ones, or learn something new. And then, just as intentionally, you close it, stepping back into the vibrant reality of your own life. You're no longer a passive observer but an active participant in your own story. To achieve this, try setting boundaries. Schedule specific times for social media, perhaps during your morning coffee or as a wind down at the end of the day. Before you log in, ask yourself, is this going to enrich my life, or is it just a distraction? By being mindful of your online activity, you can separate meaningful engagement from mindless scrolling. And if you notice that social media is starting to dim your mood or chip away at your self-esteem, don't hesitate to take a break. A period of digital detox can do wonders, allowing you to reconnect with the tangible world around you, to engage in activities that truly fulfill you. In reclaiming your time and attention, you create space to appreciate your own life's narrative. Free from the constant comparisons and distractions, you can focus on what truly matters: the relationships, goals, and experiences that make your life uniquely yours. By using social media with intention, you become the author of your own story once more, writing a narrative that's rich, fulfilling, and entirely your own. Number 8. The pursuit of external validation. Imagine you're standing on a stage, the spotlight shining brightly on you. The audience is vast, filled with countless faces, all waiting, watching, and ready to judge. Every movement you make, every word you say is scrutinized, weighed, and measured by those around you. This is the reality of living for external validation, a life where your worth is determined by the applause of others, where your sense of self is built on the shifting sands of other people's opinions. The pursuit of external validation is like being caught in an endless performance, where the script is always changing and the demands are ever increasing. It's a suffocating existence, where you're constantly seeking approval, fearing rejection, and bending yourself to fit into molds that were never meant for you. This relentless quest can leave you feeling hollow, disconnected from your true self, as you chase after an elusive sense of worth that's always just out of reach. But now, picture this: you step off that stage, leaving the harsh spotlight behind. You find yourself in a quiet, serene space where the only voice that matters is your own. Here, in this calm sanctuary, you realize that true validation comes from within, from living a life that's authentic to who you are, not who others expect you to be. The noise of the crowd fades away, replaced by the steady, reassuring sound of your own heartbeat, a reminder that your value isn't something to be earned from others, but something inherent within you. Living for external approval is like wearing a mask that hides your true self, conforming to expectations that don't align with your own desires and values. It's an exhausting charade, and it prevents you from experiencing the genuine fulfillment that comes from being true to yourself. Think back to the moments in your life when you felt truly content. Chances are, those were times when you were living authentically, not for the applause, but for your own sense of purpose and joy. To break free from the shackles of external validation, start by listening to your inner voice. Before making decisions, ask yourself, "Am I doing this for me, or for someone else's approval?" Trust your intuition, and let it guide you toward choices that resonate with your true self. Celebrate your achievements, not because they impress others, but because they bring you joy and satisfaction. Embrace your uniqueness, recognizing that your worth isn't determined by how well you fit into others' expectations, but by how fully you live your own truth. Surround yourself with people who appreciate you for who you are, not who they want you to be. Nurture relationships that respect your individuality and encourage your personal growth. The more you live for yourself, the more you'll find that the need for external validation diminishes, replaced by a deep sense of self-acceptance and inner peace. By stepping off the stage of external validation, you reclaim your power, becoming the main character in your own life. You're no longer a puppet to others' expectations, but a sovereign being, guided by your own values, desires, and dreams. This is the path to true freedom, the freedom to live authentically, to embrace your unique journey, and to find fulfillment on your own terms. Number 9. Perfectionism. Imagine you're an artist standing before a blank canvas, brush in hand, envisioning a masterpiece. You've crafted a vision in your mind, a work of art so flawless it seems almost mythical. But as you begin to paint, each stroke feels inadequate, each color not quite right. The pursuit of perfection becomes a relentless quest, where every imperfection is magnified, every mistake a glaring flaw. Perfectionism is like chasing an unattainable horizon. It sets impossibly high standards that are rarely, if ever, reached. This pursuit isn't just exhausting, it's paralyzing. You become so fixated on achieving an ideal that you're often immobilized, unable to start, let alone finish your work. The fear of falling short creates a wall of inaction, and the pressure to be perfect stifles creativity, productivity, and joy. But what if you could see perfectionism in a new light? What if, instead of striving for an elusive ideal, you embrace the beauty of imperfection? Picture this: the artist who dares to add bold, unplanned strokes to the canvas, creating a piece that, while imperfect, brims with authenticity and character. The imperfections become part of the masterpiece, adding depth and texture that a flawless work could never achieve. Perfectionism often blinds us to the value of progress and growth. It's easy to get lost in the pursuit of a flawless outcome, but in doing so, we miss the richness of the journey itself. Every mistake, every misstep, is a brushstroke that contributes to our unique story. Instead of seeking perfection, focus on doing your best and embracing the process. Celebrate each step forward, each lesson learned, and each moment of growth. In essence, perfectionism is a thief of joy, robbing you of the satisfaction that comes from effort and improvement. It's like trying to run on a treadmill that never stops, where the goal is always just out of reach. But when you let go of the need for perfection, you free yourself to explore new possibilities, to take risks, and to find fulfillment in the journey, rather than the destination. Embrace your limitations and understand that mistakes are part of learning. Shift your aim from achieving perfection to striving for excellence, doing your best while recognizing that there's always room for growth. Practice self-compassion and be gentle with yourself when things don't go as planned. Redefine success not as a flawless outcome but as a journey filled with effort, learning, and personal development. In letting go of perfectionism, you discover a more relaxed, authentic way of living. Your life, much like your art, becomes a canvas where the imperfections add character, and the journey becomes a testament to your resilience and creativity. Embrace your imperfections, for they are the brushstrokes that make your masterpiece uniquely yours. Number 10. Holding on to unrealistic expectations. Picture your life as an epic voyage across an uncharted sea. You set sail with grand expectations, plotting a course towards shimmering horizons of dreams and desires. Each expectation is like a towering mast on your ship, promising you a perfect destination, an ideal life that's always just beyond reach. But as you navigate these waters, you realize that these masts are more like burdens, giant sails filled with wind that veer your ship off course, dragging you into turbulent storms of disappointment and disillusionment. Holding on to unrealistic expectations is akin to being a sailor chasing mythical sirens. These expectations, often shaped by societal pressures, media illusions, and the shoulds of life, lure you with promises of perfect success, flawless relationships, and constant happiness. They create a mirage that, no matter how hard you chase, never fully materializes. The more you pursue these illusory ideals, the more you find yourself adrift, tossed by waves of frustration and unmet desires. But what if you could chart a new course? Imagine recalibrating your ship to navigate by the stars of reality rather than the shifting sands of fantasy. Instead of fixating on distant, unrealistic horizons, you begin to appreciate the journey itself, the unique challenges, the unexpected detours, and the genuine experiences that come your way. Each wave you ride, each storm you weather, becomes a part of your true voyage, rich with authentic moments and lessons. Releasing unrealistic expectations involves a daring act of honesty. It means looking at your goals and dreams with a clear-eyed perspective, understanding that life's beauty often lies in its imperfections and unpredictability. It's about setting goals that resonate with your true self, rather than conforming to external ideals. Think of your life as a tapestry, where each thread contributes to the whole. Unrealistic expectations are like threads of gold that seem promising but often lead to knots and fraying. When you let go of these golden threads, you embrace the natural, imperfect weave of your life's fabric. This tapestry, with all its quirks and variations, becomes a more accurate representation of your journey, a tapestry rich with color and texture, embodying your true experiences and growth. By releasing unrealistic expectations, you find freedom in accepting life's inherent unpredictability. You open yourself to discovering joy in the present moment, appreciating the unique path you're on, and finding fulfillment not in a distant ideal but in the real, imperfect, and beautiful reality of your life. Each small victory, each genuine connection, becomes a testament to your resilience and adaptability. So set your course with clarity and intention, understanding that the journey itself is where the true value lies. Embrace the imperfections, savor the detours, and celebrate the authenticity of your voyage. In letting go of unrealistic expectations, you discover the richness of your own narrative, written not by unattainable ideals, but by the real, lived experiences that shape who you are. Number 11. Gossiping. Imagine you're in a dimly lit room filled with whispers and murmurs, where shadows dance on the walls as people exchange secrets and stories. The air is thick with the allure of scandal and the thrill of forbidden knowledge. This is the world of gossip, a realm where conversations often drift towards the salacious and the sensational, where the mundane becomes dramatic, and where the personal becomes public. Gossiping is like a seductive trap, luring you with the promise of connection and camaraderie. It feels tempting to dive into these conversations, to share a juicy tidbit, or to listen with rapt attention. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of discussing others' lives, as though doing so somehow brings you closer to those around you. But in reality, gossip is a double-edged sword. While it might seem like a way to bond, it often does more harm than good, eroding trust and compromising integrity. Think of gossip as a river of murky water, carrying with it not just the stories of others but also the residue of judgment and negativity. When you engage in gossip, you're not just participating in idle chatter, you're feeding into a cycle that diminishes respect and empathy. Each piece of gossip is like a pebble thrown into the river, sending ripples of discord and harm far beyond the initial splash. But what if you could step away from this murky current? Imagine a landscape where conversations are like clear, flowing streams, untouched by the distortions of judgment and speculation. In this space, you focus on fostering connections based on understanding and kindness, where words are used to uplift rather than to undermine. It's a realm where respect and compassion flow freely, untainted by the negativity of gossip. To navigate away from the river of gossip, practice pausing before speaking. Ask yourself, is this conversation adding value, or is it simply perpetuating negativity? Consider the impact of your words and the potential harm they might cause. Instead of indulging in gossip, choose to engage in conversations that promote positive connections and mutual respect. By consciously steering clear of gossip, you contribute to creating an environment where trust and dignity thrive. You become someone who values others' privacy and seeks to understand rather than judge. This approach not only enhances your own integrity but also sets a standard for those around you, guiding them towards a more respectful and empathetic way of interacting. In this way, you transform your interactions from shadowy whispers to clear, meaningful exchanges. By avoiding gossip, you're not just choosing to abstain from negativity, you're actively cultivating a culture of kindness and understanding. This shift elevates your conversations and connections, turning them into a source of strength and support, rather than a breeding ground for discord. By embracing these principles, you can cultivate a mindset of resilience, empathy, and positivity, leading to authentic personal growth and deeper connections. If you found this video valuable, subscribe for more insights, and continue your journey with additional Stoic wisdom. Remain Stoic.